President.
Yes, darling.
Mr. President?
How are you?
I hope I'm not bothering you at a bad time.
Sure not.
Well, I had such a strong hunch to call you. I just decided I'd better do it. I just wanted you to know how proud I am to be an American and to have you as our president.
You're mighty sweet, darling. You're mighty sweet.
Well,
I'm proud to have you by my side.
Well, I just think I was so excited and pleased and that both of you meeting there in Los Angeles, I just felt this was really a very historical moment and wanted you to know that.
It is, and I got the most wonderful report this morning on Hubert's first day from Jack Valenti, and said it just, I'll have somebody call you and read it to you. He said it just went perfect, and Mac George Bundy gave a rather lengthy report too, and couldn't have been better.
Oh, that's
we'll nice. Expect some ups and downs, but we'll face them, and we'll face them effectively, and if the good Lord will just spare us and give us good health, we'll do what's right, and when we do what's right, we'll always prevail.
That's right. Well, Mr. President, now, I want you to know this, too, that if you feel that if I joined Hubert at any one of these other points after Saigon, that I could be of help to him, I would love to do it. Just hop on a plane, rather, you know, inconspicuously, and be there with him for these other stops.
I'll raise that question, look into it, and see. I would. I just don't have any reaction at the moment.
No.
Let me look into it, and I'll have someone call you.
All right, because I just wanted you to know that, because.
Okay,
I do feel that strongly about it, that maybe there might be something that I could do that might help, or just to be, but I'm not a lot of publicity about it or anything at all, just hop on something and get out there, but any old way is fine with me, whatever I can do to help.
Thank you,
darling. All right.
Bye.
And be sure you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you on this.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye now.